encourage you to get online and get those tickets purchased soon. We also have a variety of different things that are going on in the office from a merch standpoint. We have teacher gift certificate programs, which we've done for the past few years. So if you want to purchase a gift certificate for a local teacher, you know, you're a parent, you've got students, and you want to say thanks for teachers doing what they do this holiday season, you can go online and you can purchase gift certificates, and we'll deliver those to local schools. We also have our playing cards, ornaments, a variety of different Emporia shirts and merch, all sorts of different things that are going on in the office. Moonlight Madness, our late night shopping event, will be next week. So December 8th will be that event from 5 to 10 p.m. And we'll have all sorts of different reindeer games and giveaways and all sorts of different things that are going on with local businesses. It's also the night of our Start Your Own Business class graduation. So we had 16 different entrepreneurs that signed up for that event or that activity this year, and we're excited to see some new businesses rolling out of SYOB relatively quickly, and we appreciate ESB Financial for all their support there and the Small Business Development Center and all their work that they do to partner with us on that particular activity. And we have Quartermania on December 15th, which is kind of a bingo meets an auction fun activity that will be at the station, where you can win items from local merchants for as little as a quarter. So we've got all sorts of different things that are going on in downtown Emporia, and you can check out our website at EmporiaMainStreet.com for more information on any of those different activities.
Casey, looping back here to the carriage rides, are you a bit surprised that the demand has been as robust as it's been here this time around? And talk a little bit about the it sounds like the new group that you're partnering with here to have the carriage rides.
Well, we have a new group out of Linden, so we're excited about that. Our former group, Winston and Jan Sommerfeld, out of Newton, they have been with us for about 20 years. So we were excited to continue working with them, but they are taking a well-deserved retirement. The Linden folks live just down the road from my aunt and uncle, and we're highly recommended, and they've been doing some different carriage rides in different communities for a long time. So experienced group, we're excited to have them. As far as the demand, yeah, we haven't been able to hold carriage rides for the past couple of years because of pandemic protocols, but it was a little shocking. It was one of those, we haven't had these carriage rides online before, and it's, you know, you post it at 10 a.m., live, working with IM Design Group to get that up, and you see the ding, and then ding, and then ding, 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 with all the different tickets coming through. We're like, wow, people were really excited about it.
Casey, you know, we talk about the carriage rides. How do you think this adds a different atmosphere to the holiday season here in Emporia by providing this service?
Well, I think one of the most important things that a carriage ride does is it gets people downtown in a shopping mode, and as they're traveling slowly, they're getting to see all the different storefronts that are lit up and decorated. People are out and about walking, and then before and after, people are going to shop. They're going to coffee shops to get a drink. They're doing different things within the downtown area. And, you know, we've got data that supports, I think, for our downtown versus like downtown areas, we score in the 93rd percentile nationally. And things like the carriage rides are an exposure event. So as you're traveling along, you're like, oh, Imaginarium, they sell toys. Well, I need some toys. Or, you know, I'm going by the Arts Center or Trox, and I'm looking in, oh, I need to go get one of those gifts. So it's a visible representation of all the different sorts of vendors that we have in the downtown area, and people will patronize those as they see them on carriage rides.
Outstanding. Well, Casey, really quickly, you mentioned here Soldier Care Package. Today's the last day to drop off items and money, correct?
Correct, yeah. And there's a lot of boxes, and we're excited to get the feedback from those folks that are over in Kuwait or Jordan that are receiving some of those different items. We're really excited with all the items that we're shipping this year.
Outstanding. Well, Casey, really appreciate your time. I know you're busy. Load up on the caffeine, and we'll talk to you around town soon.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Casey. Good to talk to you as always. That is Casey Woods, the director of Emporia Main Street, joining us here on The Morning Show. Man, they just never slow down.
They never quit. They never slow down.
They are always busy. Always got something going on.
Very, very, very true. So let's see here. Coming up here in just a little bit, we've got the Newsmaker segment after news, and we got a United Way campaign update.